by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 26th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of the humorist Artemus Ward, born Waterford, Maine, 1834, went around the country in the 1860s giving humorous lectures. He was a big influence on Mark Twain. It's the birthday of Anita Loos, Mount Shasta, California, 1893. She was an actress who became a screenplay writer, and then in the 20s, she wrote the story of a flighty young woman named Lorelei Lee, which became the book Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, which became a movie and a musical. Anita Loos, who said show business is the best possible therapy for remorse. It's the birthday of the blues singer Gertrude Pridgett, better known as Ma Rainey, born Columbus, Georgia, 1886, helped to popularize the blues across the country, dressing in big showy outfits covered with sequins and diamonds and a big necklace made of gold coins. Her popularity declined in the 30s. She returned to Columbus, Georgia, where she managed a couple of theaters and became active in the Baptist Church. And when she died from heart disease in 1939, the local obituary listed her profession as a housekeeper. It's the birthday of the architect Frederick Law Olmsted, born in Hartford in 1822. He wanted to become a writer, but instead he became the founder of landscape architecture in America. He became the superintendent of Central Park in New York and teamed up with the architect Calvert Vaux to create a place in the middle of Manhattan where New Yorkers could experience a day in the country without leaving the island. It's the birthday of the novelist Bernard Malamud, born in Brooklyn in 1914, his parents Jewish immigrants from Russia. He fell in love with the movies when he was a kid, especially Charlie Chaplin. Went to college in the middle of the Depression, got a job as a clerk in the U.S. Census Bureau in 1940, and after work tried to write short stories. He was not an observant Jew, Bernard Malamud, but when, near the end of World War II, he began to hear news of the death camps in Germany, he began to reevaluate what it meant to be Jewish. He said, "I was concerned with what Jews stood for, with their getting down to the bare bones of things," and he decided to write about that. He got as far away as he could from Brooklyn. He took a job at Oregon State, and there he began to write stories, mixing Jewish mysticism with memories of the old neighborhood. In a collection, The Magic Barrel, that came out in 1958. But before that book came out, Bernard Malamud made his name with a kind of a fairy tale which came out of his great love of baseball, about the rise and fall of a baseball player named Roy Hobbs. The novel was called The Natural. It came out in 1952, and it made Malamud famous. And it's the birthday of the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, born in Rome in 121 AD, who came to power after an age of peace and prosperity and at the beginning of a period of plagues and famines and wars. Marcus Aurelius, known to us for his Meditations, one of the few Roman emperors known for his writing. He studied the Stoic philosophers who believed in detaching yourself from everything in the universe that is outside of your power to control. Here's a poem for today by Dan Gerber entitled Doing Nothing. When I passed him near the bus stop on Union Square, while the cops cuffed his hands behind his back, while he said, "I didn't do anything," I didn't either. Do anything, but look away, a little afraid they might cuff me if I paid too much attention, and walked on, still wondering what he might have done, and still more, what I might have done. Dan Gerber's poem, Doing Nothing, from A Primer on Parallel Lives, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.